Most of the heavy lifting for this ordinance happened at the Assembly's last meeting. Wendy Lawrence, Sitka's assessor, explained the problem with taxing boats as personal property using simple math.
And what we discovered was we were spending 60% of our resources on 8% of the revenue.
That 8% amounts to about $500,000 of personal property tax revenue in Sitka, only $137,000 of which is attributable to boats. In a memo to the Assembly, Lawrence explained that over three-quarters of municipalities have exempted some form of personal property from taxation. Both times Sitka's boat exemption ordinance was heard, it has generated opposition, last time from Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss, this time from a member of the public, Clyde Bright, a vacation rental landlord who was thinking about the large loophole people might want to sail right through.
I could get a $1 million yacht out here and rent out rooms in it and not have to pay any property tax.
The assessor has argued that eliminating the personal property tax on boats would make Sitka's harbors a more attractive place to moor. Bright thought it would make the harbors more attractive to live.
I would imagine people are going to be selling their homes or whatever, renting them out and moving on boats.
Carter Hughes, a fisherman, told the Assembly he was okay with paying property tax on his boat, which he sometimes lived on. He didn't know what the assessor found so challenging about collecting the tax.
I'm not sure what's so hard about looking at the harbor, looking at the harbor master's list of boats that are there and then seeing who you send the bills to.
Sitkans currently pay personal property tax on boats based on length, $20 a year for skiffs under 15 feet, $30 for boats to 20 feet, $50 for boats to 30 feet, $100 for boats to 50 feet, and topping out at $200 for boats over 50 feet. Municipal Administrator Mark Gorman said it would be easy enough to add these taxes to moorage, but that wasn't the challenge.
The fleet is not entirely moored in our harbor system, and there's a lot of private moorage in the channel, and there's a private harbor outside of town, and then there are a lot of folks that trailer their vessels, and so the challenge would be we could easily capture those that are moored in our system in a very simple way, not labor intensive. It'd be getting the rest of the fleet.
Mayor Matt Hunter was sympathetic to the idea that eliminating the property tax was just too big a break for the owners of large vessels, but he thought that the assessor had made a reasonable case for the trade-off in improved revenues.
I have no problem with looking at some of our most valuable boats. I don't know how we would decide to assess a tax on big vessels, but if we're exempting aircraft over 12,500 pounds, maybe we could exempt all boats less than some length or some tonnage or something. But as this is, I think this is a good step in the right direction compared to what we currently do.
Kevin Knox also supported the ordinance, but expressed concern that it not translate into a loss in revenue for the harbors. The vote was 4-0 in favor, with members Bob Petruski, Tristan Gavon, and Stephen Eisenbeiss absent. In addition to boats, the ordinance exempts aircraft under 12,500 pounds from personal property tax. Other exemptions already existing in local law include household goods, jewelry, and vehicles not subject to the motor vehicle registration tax, such as snowmobiles. The ordinance goes into effect immediately. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.